Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast with Ryan Cote, where we feature casual conversations with entrepreneurs about personal development and growth.
Hey, Annie, welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. How's your day going?
Ryan, thanks for having me on. Today is pretty great so far.
Same here. Having a good day, good week. So very, very blessed, very grateful. Let's start the show. Tell my audience of Morning Upgraders who you are, what you do for a living, and then give us a win or something you're grateful for, your choice.
Yeah, my name's Annie Margarita Yang. I am a full-time accountant. On the books, officially, I'm full-time, but I actually work about 15 to 20 hours a week at my job. And I have a side business doing accounting as well. Basically, everything I do at my job, I turned it into a business on the side. And right now, what I'm up to these days is I wrote this new book. It's called The 5-Day Job Search, Proven Strategies to Answering Tough Interview Questions and Getting Multiple Job Offers. So after I launched this book in August, mainly what I've been doing is I've been helping people land job offers quickly. Particularly, some of them were private coaching, but a lot of the information I disseminate is on my YouTube channel where people can get the information for free.
Why the side businesses? You said you always turn them into side businesses. How many do you have, and why do you choose to do that? I'm just curious.
I only have one side business, so I don't take on new accounting clients anymore after I wrote the 5-day job search. This has really consumed much of my time. I still serve existing clients, but I'm not like proactively marketing anymore. And the reason why I have a side business is because about 5 years back when I moved to Boston and I got my first entry-level job in accounting, after moving here, I made our budget for our household, and then I realized the landlord is going to raise the rent by $100 a month every single year at lease renewal, right? And Comcast is going to raise the internet price. It's just like, it felt like suffocating because The cost of living here in Boston, it just keeps going up and it's not enough. You can't get ahead financially. You just keep getting only a cost of living raise. And so at that point, that's when I came across this guy. His name's Ramit Sethi. He has a Netflix show and a book, and the website is called IWillTeachYouToGrowRich.com. And I took his course. It's called How to like Earn $1K on the Side. I took his course, I followed it, and then at that point, that's how I started a side business.
Oh, that's really cool. It's inspiring how you kind of just took the bull by the horns and made things happen. You know, you realized there was something needed to happen, something needed to change, and you made that change. You know, are you planning on going full-time with the job search business?
Yes, I do plan on going full-time. We're just still fleshing out streams of income. So right now, at least when I first started the book launch, I figure, okay, I'm going to sell a million copies of this book. I'm going to find a way how to sell a million copies, and then I'm just going to make millions of dollars straight from book sales only. And then after I got booked on so many podcasts, this is podcast number 120 for me at this moment, and 70 of them have been released so far to the public. I realized that actually a lot of people don't buy books anymore. It used to be like a big thing, right? If you wrote a book, people would buy the book. But I think the internet has changed a lot of things. Like now we can consume information with audio. We can consume information with video. So I have found that people are more willing to pay for a course. They're willing to pay, I don't know, $500 for a course where they're not going to get as much information as in a book that costs $18 where you can get all the information. So I've been playing around with affiliate marketing income. I earned $10,000 in affiliate income in the last 3 months from that. But I think the next step is I need to build a course surrounding this book. I think that's really where the money is going to come from.
I think that's, you know, a lot of people use a book as kind of like a gateway to the course. I've actually got a friend who's in my mastermind. Shout out to Nick. He didn't create a book, but he created a brand, a blog, a YouTube channel that does very well. You know, a lot of views, a lot of followers. And then he just released a course on how to travel to Europe at a certain price level, like at a discount. And so, and it's doing really well for him. So yeah, I think you're right. I think the book could be a, like sort of like a segue to courses and whatever else. That's smart. Congratulations.
Yeah. It's like the segue to everything. Like if I want to get booked for speaking engagements, it's the book that builds the authority. Anyone can make a course, but for you to say you're an author, I think people are more like, yeah, we would love to have you speak at our conference.
It's like a fancy business card. I've got a book and I'll send it to, I'll set up, you know, it's for business owners, and most of our clients at Ballantyne are business owners. And so like our actual contacts who we work with. And so I'll send them the book. And so it's not like a moneymaker per se, maybe a little bit, but it's more of just like another touch point with the client in a way that they're probably not used to. And so there's different ways to use books. It could be good.
Yes, that's right. Exactly what you said.
I know you don't have a morning routine, but you've had one in the past, or things have changed where you haven't had the time because of the podcast. And I still want to talk through that because I think there's, well, let me, before I go down that path, do you have any sort of morning routine, or have you in the past, or what does that look like for you?
I actually had a very strong morning routine, because if I don't have routines in my life, especially like if you have things like a side business and so much going on in your life, if you don't have routine, your life feels really chaotic, and your mind just psychologically goes into crisis mode, I feel like, because we also seek structure, right? Something to ground us during the day. So in the past, what I would do is I would wake up, I would meditate a bit. There's these meditation tapes I listen to. I would also write the same affirmations that I had over and over again every single day. And then I would start my day with piano practice, because I'm learning piano as an adult. And then I would end the day with piano practice as well. But then after I launched the book back in August, and then my husband, we were in a long distance marriage, right? I had a very good routine before he came back. He came back in September. And then also the same time in September, that's when I started doing all these podcast interviews. And then so I started doing interviews, like if I saw the space on my calendar available, I would just book it. I didn't care if it was 6 a.m. in the morning or 11 p.m. at night, I would book them. And I would get on about three shows a day. Some days I crammed in 5 interviews. So you can imagine it was like throughout the day. Yeah. And at this point, I'm experiencing burnout. I'm getting very exhausted. So I'm going to wind down. I just have 10 more to go. And I'm going to wind down, and then that's when I'm going to start my morning routine again. I can't wait.
I'm glad that the 10th one, like really the last one for you, got collapse. You know, I could barely talk. You know, 130 episode number 130 or interview number 130. I'm glad you talked about that, because I feel like there's seasons in life to everything, and so sometimes, I mean, I'm kind of going through something like that right now, where my morning routine doesn't look like it used to for various reasons, but it will eventually course correct itself. So there's seasons in life where you have to make adjustments, either in my case, a lighter revised morning routine, or in your case, just pausing it altogether, and then you're going to bring it back later. And so there's just seasons of life. And that's just the way it is. You have to be flexible with yourself. And sometimes you might not have the time or the energy to do something, but it sounds like your intention is to bring it back eventually.
Yeah, I like your way of thinking, because when I got rid of the morning routine and I really want to practice piano in the morning, I actually had a guilty feeling inside me, because I was just like, no, like, yeah, you know, for personal improvement, it's always recommended you have a morning routine. So for me to like violate that, I was like, oh, I'm not living up to my own standard or something like that. And I just felt really bad. Yeah. When there's really no need for me to feel guilty.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, have grace with yourself. Well, it sounds like I love how aggressive you are with the podcast interviews and trying to build this brand. I usually like to ask tips around like personal growth and personal development, and maybe there's something here around that. But since you've successfully turned this book and this brand to a side business, what has enabled you to do that? Like, where have you had the most success with it? Is it the podcast interviews? Like, what do you think is contributing to the momentum that you're having right now, just for the business owners or the inspiring business owners listening?
So for me, what I did was I created a 50-page marketing plan. I asked ChatGPT to give me 50 ways for people to be exposed to my new book as an author, right? And then ChatGPT spit out a whole bunch, you know, things like TikTok, Pinterest, YouTube, Instagram, like the whole shebang, you know, speaking engagements. And then I wrote all of this down, and then I looked at the 50 and I said, you know what, I'm just going to go down this list and I'm just going to start tackling each of the ones on this list. And if I do all of them, then at some point I'm going to hit something, right? So when I looked at the list, I said, I'm just going to start with podcast interviews. So instead of selling to my own audience, so I have 18,000 subscribers on YouTube, I figure instead of selling to an audience I already have, who already know me and everything. I want to expose myself to people who don't know me already. So that means tapping into other people's audiences. So that's why I went with podcast interviews first. And then that's why I was actually planning on getting on 500. Now I know that that's absurd. after I did 100, I realized, you know, I think I can stop at this point, right? Then next thing I'm actually going to do after I finish the podcast is TikTok. So we're going to do the best we can to grow viral on TikTok. And then after TikTok, hopefully I can tackle speaking engagements at colleges. So I'm just going down the list. One of the things I did do is I wanted to be able to call myself an award-winning author because that's a form of social proof. So I applied to I paid $5,000 to apply to 50 book awards that this book was eligible for. So it's a self-published book and it's in a nonfiction genre. So I had to like sort through a whole list of book awards, all of them, to figure out which ones I was qualified to enter. And I entered all of them, cost $5,000. Some of them still haven't closed yet in terms of the deadline. So I don't know if I won or not, but I've won 3 of them and I got shortlisted in 1 and finalist in 2. I was able to put those badges on my site. So I treat everything as a numbers game. I feel like if I just put more out there, at some point I'll hit something.
And you are a go-getter. I love it. Do you apply the same passion and go-getterness, whatever the word is, to your accounting business?
I guess so. Not in terms of like growing it, because apparently accounting is different. The way you sell courses online, you can sell to the masses, but accounting, you're catering to this like really specific group. I was catering to only real estate people in real estate. And then the way people hire in accounting is they're always asking for, do you have a referral? So like if you go in cold, like they're just like, yeah, we're not open to talking to you. But if they ask a friend, do you know a good accountant? Then they're more trusting for some reason. I'm not really sure why sales are better this way, if it's word of mouth in terms of accounting, instead of like just going on Google and then reaching out. It's not as easy, but I do have this go-getter attitude in pretty much everything I do in my life. Like in terms of learning piano, even though it's a hobby, maybe one day I could be professional, right? People have been telling me I can't learn classical piano as an adult. And then I'm just like, oh yeah, well, you watch me. So I've been recording how much time I spend practicing just so I could show myself like, hey, maybe someone doesn't get good at something because they didn't practice. So I've been recording how much time I practiced since day one. And at the end of 2023, I had spent 750 hours. So I want to see how far I get, how well I can play at 10,000 hours. So I'll see in about maybe 10 to 13 years. Right? I don't want to listen to people who tell me I can't do it. I want to see it for myself.
That's awesome. I want to ask a question tied to that, but before I want to go back to something you said about ChatGPT. I find it so fascinating the time that we're in right now, where for $20 a month at the time of this recording, you can get the premium version of ChatGPT and have like this assistant person that just cranks out research for you. And I feel like we're in a time now with all the information we have access to, this technology, this AI technology, where we all have something that we're good at, a knowledge that we can leverage into a side business and, you know, make additional income. I feel confident saying that, like, you know, almost everyone can set something up, like, even like you said before with what's the book that you mentioned before?
His author?
Yeah, $1,000 a month. I mean, that's doable for anyone, yeah. You know, and especially nowadays with all the technology information we all have access to. It's amazing.
But what I found is now we have access to the same information everyone does these days. But right. The problem is, for some reason, people don't act on it. And it is the action that leads to the results, right? Like one of the things I talk about in my book is about LinkedIn. Like I personally see LinkedIn as like a gold mine of information. Before LinkedIn existed, if you wanted to have a successful career, you needed to actually go find someone who was successful in the career that you want to have, right? You want to model after them and follow their footsteps. You would actually have to like find out who it is, reach out to them, and maybe have an informational interview or ask for mentorship, something, right? That it required a lot of investment of your time to figure out that and to create a career plan. But you know what? I was telling everyone on my YouTube channel, we all have access to information so cheaply. You can get LinkedIn Premium, the 30-day trial. You can look up anybody in the industry who has a title you're going for example, hotel manager, right? You can look up 20 people who have that title, then you can reverse engineer their career trajectory by looking up all the past titles they had along the way. So you know exactly what promotional title you should go after next. Instead of going, I think laterally in your career, you can go up the ladder, but you have to know which job title to apply to. So you use that, which is free, to figure it out. And the thing is, like, everyone I've given this advice to, they were just like, how come I never thought of that? I'm like, I don't know. You know, you have the info, you just don't know how to take advantage of it, you know?
You know, I had a fleeting thought before that I should have asked you, because we're getting close to our time. And I had a fleeting thought where, I mean, I should have asked her a job search tip. And then you just did it. You just gave it. So that was beautiful. And you're right. I never even thought of that either. That's really like self-engineering the process they took, the path they took. That's genius. And you're right. It is all there. Everyone's got their past job titles, what they did, their responsibilities. It's a great tip. My last question for you, Annie, and then we'll wrap up with, you know, how people can learn more about you, buy the book, et cetera. You said, you know, sounds like you're tackling a lot. You're a go-getter, 120 interviews, piano, all that stuff. How do you feed your happiness, your joy, your fulfillment? And maybe you do feed it with these things, because I'm sort of wired that way. But is there anything outside of that that you do to feed your fulfillment?
No, I love money management. I really spent a lot of time in my early 20s trying to figure out what is it that would bring me joy so that I could pick a career that I would actually enjoy rather than just thinking, oh, I just need a career to pay my bills. So I spent a lot of time trying to figure it out. I realized it was money management. So now I do accounting, which is basically, to me, it's just like a larger version of what I do for my personal finances and cash flow management, except it's just for a business that has 15 employees, right? I enjoy it. And I have to admit, I didn't always have piano in my life. I only started learning about 2.5 years ago. And at that point, when I was earning a six-figure income, I was like, is this all there is to life? You know, a job and a business or something like that? Why am I so bored out of my mind? And I was like, oh, I don't have any hobbies. At that point, that's when I settled on piano. And I've been quite happy ever since because it feeds my desire for personal development. Like, I can see the improvement, right? I record my progress and then I go back and look at videos that are 1 year old, 2 year old. And then I'm just like, wow, I've come a long way. So while it's a hobby, I also have the personal development aspect in it, which I enjoy.
Yeah, I can relate to a lot of what you're saying there. I was kind of in the same boat. So my answer to that was pickleball. I play pickleball with a bunch of guys in town. And so it's fun seeing them getting exercise. And it's a really fun sport, you know? And so I can relate to that. We all need hobbies too. Yeah, I can relate to that. Annie, where can people find you, find out about you, buy the book?
The best way is by heading over to annieyangfinancial.com. That's A-N-N-I-E-Y-A-N-G financial.com. The 5-day job search audiobook is free. So if you just head over to annieyangfinancial.com, at the top, there's a link. It says audiobook. Click on that, put in your name, your email address, and you can download it for free.
Perfect. We'll link that up in the show notes page. Thanks, Annie. This was a lot of fun. Appreciate it.
Brian, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for listening to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. Please subscribe and review. And don't forget to visit us at morningupgrade.com for more content.